Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Kaya Talk.
Kaya Talk.
How much more?
On the street.
Information does anybody need?
On the air.
Okay, so we got wind of this clinic in Malvern. Malvern is obviously in the east of Johannesburg, Kensington area, that there are issues with water supply there. And we also got confirmation because the DA also released a statement. DA Shadow MEC of Health on Monday went to visit the clinic in Malvern to test, you know, the allegations that have been leveled against the clinic. Residents have been saying, well, there is no water when you go there. The toilets themselves have been locked for some time, and there were complaints there. So he went with the local councillor to have a look, and indeed it's clear that water is an issue in that clinic in Malvern. On the line with us is Jack Bloom, who is the DA Shadow MEC of Health in Gauteng. Jack Bloom, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Yeah, good evening. Good to be with you.
You went to visit the clinic on Monday. What did you find?
Well, they didn't have water, and the clinics are all closed. Sorry, the toilets are all locked up. So, unfortunately, anybody who might even have diarrhea, as they told me, they just told, well, you'll have to go home or go to try and find a shop down the road that allow you to use the toilet. What they're doing to cope with it is that they've got a water tank, but it's not connected to the pipes in the clinics. So they're using the bucket system, really. They're using buckets of water from this water tank to wash their hands, which isn't ideal because you need running water. And they're trying to keep going. They closed the clinic 2 or 3 hours early. And this has been going on for 6 weeks now.
And the staff, I mean, did they tell you, you know, what other ways in which they were able to cope? Have they themselves raised concerns with their superiors?
Well, look, it's definitely an unsatisfactory situation, but they know that if they close the clinic, there are 5,000 people who normally visit that clinic, and they will lose out. So they're doing the best they can in the circumstances. Certain things they can't do. They told me they can't do stool samples they try and provide a service in those circumstances, but to be honest, the building itself is in a very poor state. They showed me around. It's got very small rooms. It's very crowded, and there's holes in the ceiling, and it's just grimy. It's not a conducive place for people to be healed.
So, I mean, I suppose you've asked some questions, and I believe you've also written to the MEC of Health in Gauteng. Any response yet?
Well, yes, I did get a response from the MEC for Health, and she said that she is going to be sending her officials to have a look at the building. I was there again at the clinic today, and that doesn't appear to have happened, but there was a response from the MMC for Health. I mean, 6 weeks late. The MMC, of course, is the Johannesburg person in charge of Health, because it's actually a municipal clinic. I've involved the provincial health department because it's primary health care, which is constitutionally falls under province. They delegated to local government, and in fact Joburg Council hasn't been doing their job, so I really wanted province to get something going. But because of all the publicity, the MNC for Health in Joburg Council did visit today when I was there, actually.
Okay.
And, well, she said that the repairs to the clinic would be done in the second quarter, which is in a few months' time. But I was disappointed that she didn't commit to you know, a sustainable water supply to the clinic. You know, everybody blames everybody else, but the fact of the matter, it appears to be Johannesburg Water not doing their job, because the area as a whole does have very erratic water. It's in the evening, they do what they call throttling, to save water. Then you get a trickle of water in the morning. And for most people in the area, they've been able to cope except for when rainwater does extended maintenance, and then they dependent on water tankers. But and it's really not a satisfactory situation for anybody in the area either, because it really is unreliable and erratic. But for the clinic in particular, they seem to get hardly any water, just a trickle in the pipes, and they need pipe water. I mean, my frustration is I saw they've got a 10,000 litre water tank outside, which they use buckets instead of this tank. This water tank should actually be connected to the pipes and with a pump. Now, I sort of estimated that to make it functional and at least get piped water from this water tank, I think a fairly minimal expenditure, probably 30,000-40,000 rand, which they should be able to find. You know, it's just, to me, just incompetence and, frankly, lack of caring, you know. The Johannesburg MMC for Health came because of all the media fuss, but what's she been doing for the last 6 weeks? Six weeks when there's been no water there?
Okay, so we've reached out to the city of Johannesburg ourselves, and they've declined to come on. And so, did she commit to when they will have running water? I mean, I hear you say that there was a commitment to dealing with the infrastructure, but with regards to water, did she say anything?
Not really. She blamed Rand Water, actually. Okay. And I think that's really not good enough. I think
not Joburg Water, Rand Water.
Yes, Rand Water. She blamed Rand Water, and which you know, has been part of the problem because of the maintenance periods. Look, they're supplied by a certain reservoir, which is not adequate for the area, which is why they do the throttling. But I think there's a Joburg Water problem there. I don't think you can exclusively blame Rand Water. I think there's a Joburg Water problem there that they need to fix. I think it might be a valve. And together with the local councillor, we are sort of applying pressure on Joburg Water, because it's just it doesn't make sense that other people in the area have a better water supply. I mean, not a perfect water supply, but not as bad as the clinic. So I think there's something that Joburg Water should be attending to. But we'll have you know, there should be a sense of urgency. I didn't get that from the MMC for Health, who seem to want to blame other people instead of our own department.
So, Jack, just maybe help me understand. You're saying that, yes, there is throttling that happens sometimes in the evening, or mostly in the evening, but are you saying that the clinic is essentially the only one affected as severely as what you've experienced? You know, neighboring buildings, do we know if they have water at all?
Well, you know, I asked around, I checked, and look, I'm actually on a number, because I'm the constituency head for the DA for that area, and I'm on a number of WhatsApp groups, and there's constant chasing after water tankers in various parts of that area. But you know, a sustained lack of water for 6 weeks seems to be unique to that clinic. So I think that there's something, some water pipe somewhere that's not delivering what it should. There's something else going on there, because while the water situation is not great and can be very bad at times for people in the area, it's certainly not as as bad as it is for this particular clinic. So I would like to see a sense of urgency. I'd like Johannesburg Water to pitch up and do a proper assessment, because it could be a variety of factors. It was suggested to me that it could be a blocked valve or something like that. But to think that this has gone on for 6 weeks and without effective action, is just mind-blowing, to be honest.
Jack Bloom, thank you so much for that. DA Shadow MEC of Health in Gauteng, and he says he has written to the MEC of Health as well. He got a response saying that she will actually go out and look, but obviously this is a city's, the municipal clinic. It's not the provincial clinic. It's not run by the province. He says that he did meet the MMC of Health, and you know, there wasn't a clear answer, and saying that, you know, it's Rand Water that is actually the reason why they are where they are. I'm interested to see between Rand Water and the Joburg Water if they are talking, and what actually is the problem. I mean, and if it's infrastructure, I think everybody understands, but I think what is disheartening is not having adequate communication when people just don't know. Because I think if it were clear there's going to be an issue, you can actually close a clinic and tell people, we cannot help you, and maybe divert them to another neighboring clinic because, you know, we just don't have it. He does say, though, there is a tank, and perhaps that's working, but it's, you know, it's unclear because we weren't able to get the city on to respond. Let me take a listen to some of the voice notes coming through.
Hi, Pamela. This is Nehemiah. I'm hearing the gentleman there that is speaking about the lack of water, blah, 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 in a clinic. Yes, the clinic must be a place with clean water, running water. But if there's a general problem of water supply, then the million-dollar question is, where do they expect specifically the clinic to get that clean running water from? Because yes, we understand they are an opposition party, which is good, and we like it because they are looking out for our people. But then, if there's no water, where would the clinic find clean running water? That's my question.
And that, for me, is exactly the question. But it seems like other buildings have water. So it may be that perhaps the pipe running into the clinic itself has got a problem. You know how sometimes you have a pipe issue in your own yard? Maybe there's a leak there. Who knows? I don't know. But we, it would be nice to get those answers from the city, for them to explain what's happened. But more importantly as well, just maybe tell the residents, you know, we've got this problem because obviously they're not in charge of water supply. We've got this problem, and because we've got this problem, this is our plan. And I think residents will understand. So I'm not sure. I must be honest. I'm not sure whether everybody's got the same problem. They're saying people don't have the same problem. What happens is that the others are just getting reduced water at particular times, but it's not completely shut. Whereas with our clinic, it has been completely shut for 6 weeks. Again, I don't know for sure. If the city was available, I think we would get clarity on that, and they could be maybe better explain what the situation is. What we know, though, is that the toilets and things like that are not working. They've been closed, and it's difficult for the clinic to operate, and as a result, they obviously are closing early.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.